So, Melissa, any thoughts in terms of questions that you get from nurses, from oncologists, from patients?
Yeah, I think the most common question that we get, you know, is how to dose adjust the medication, how long duration of therapy, the question on bisphosphonates, and I think what is your best treatment for this newly diagnosed myeloma? And that actually is a challenge for oncologists in the community, for nurses, but also for us that, you know, we only see myeloma patients. So I think what I want to say is that even though the fact that we've done major advances is very exciting, but it's also very challenging. And a lot of times we don't know exactly which direction to go. So I think that we still need to try to get every patient in clinical trial that we can and to try to continue to move the field forward.
So I'll give the last word to Raphael. Again, any questions that you get from patients and physicians?
So I get the last word, huh?
Yeah.
This time.
Till you get home.
Till you get home.
Good one. So I think the main thing is myeloma, it's at least 50% integrated and supportive care with a whole team. And that cannot be overemphasized. We talked extensively about symptom management. I don't feel like we even could cover all of it, but it's really important to recognize this as one of the key aspects of a successful clinical practice that manages myeloma patients. And since I have the last word, I'm just going to put in a plug in for Beth and Kenna. I think they're outstanding examples of what the nursing community has done in the care for myeloma patients. And responding to your previous question, Neil, I think we have made so much progress because of the team attitude that has come together for this, but academic centers, industry, nursing, NIH, everyone working together, the patient support organizations, has made a huge difference. They themselves, we've heard about papers. My nurse in my own practice, J.C. Spong, is phenomenal. She's an expert in myeloma. They work together, they attend symposiums, and they have helped advance the agenda of research and knowledge generation when it comes to myeloma. So I'm sure I would just love to encourage anyone else who's interested in your own particular areas to, if you haven't done so, I'm sure many of you have, to follow the similar path that you've seen in Beth and Kenna.
This concludes our program. Special thanks to our faculty, and thank you for listening. This is Dr. Neil Love for this special highlights program from a satellite meeting on multiple myeloma at the annual Oncology Nursing Society Congress.